You're a master at your craft. Your customers love your work. You're booked months in advance. Yet somehow, the money keeps slipping through your fingers. Sound familiar? This paradox plagues countless contractors who find themselves trapped in what Sean Van Dyke calls the craftsman cycle, perpetually busy yet broke. The journey typically starts innocently. A skilled tradesperson takes side jobs, prices them based on current wages plus a little extra, and eventually leaps into full-time business ownership. Despite growing revenue, money disappears quickly on employees, materials, and overhead. Soon, you're living project to project, mistaking being busy for being profitable, when in reality, each underpriced job pushes you further from financial stability. The traditional accounting formula, sales minus expenses equals profit, fuels this cycle by treating profit as an afterthought. It goes against human nature, we spend what's available, prioritizes top-line growth over profitability, and requires complex accounting knowledge most contractors don't have time to master. What if there was a simpler way? A system that works with natural behaviors, instantly reveals business health, and clearly shows what can be spent versus what must be reserved. Just as understanding the twist in The Sixth Sense transforms your view of the movie, grasping your financial statements will permanently change how you see your construction business. The math isn't complicated, mostly addition and subtraction with basic algebra, but mastering it is essential because while everything in your business changes, the math remains consistent. The fundamental equation for construction businesses is price equals costs times markup factor. Your net profit is what remains after subtracting cost of goods sold, COGS, and expenses from income. Your income statement, P&L, summarizes these elements over a period, while your balance sheet shows your financial position at a specific point in time, essentially your net worth. Many construction owners pay themselves through owner's draws from retained earnings, which appears on the balance sheet, not the P&L. This creates problems when owners work in the business without accounting for their labor. If you don't include your labor as either COGS or expenses, your P&L won't reflect true costs, making proper pricing and genuine profit impossible. Confusing markup and margin has led many construction companies into financial distress. Markup is what you add to your COGS to determine price, while margin is the difference between your price and COGS. When you mark up costs by 20%, selling a $100 item for $120, you're making a 16.7% margin, $20 over $120, not 20% profit. This distinction causes contractors to underprice their work. The supposed 20% markup industry standard yields only 16.7% margin, ensuring failure when overhead typically runs 20 to 23% of revenue. Healthy contractors need at least 10% net profit after covering overhead, requiring markups closer to 50%. Other harmful industry practices include providing free estimates, expecting three competitive bids, using competitor pricing without understanding their costs, and applying uniform markups regardless of project complexity. These practices contribute to most construction businesses failing within 5 years. Successful contractors instead focus on communicating their unique value proposition through quality, expertise, warranties, credentials, and track record. Profit First for Contractors applies a nutritional diet concept to your construction business. Focus on what's healthy while eliminating what's not. Profit isn't just a goal, it's how you stay in business. The system uses 5 separate checking accounts: income, profit, owner's comp, tax, and OPEX to allocate funds for specific purposes, creating small plates for your finances. The system works on 4 core principles. 1. Using small plates, smaller portions. 2. Serving sequentially, prioritizing what matters. 3. Removing temptation, out of sight, out of mind. 4. Enforcing a rhythm, regular financial habits. These principles leverage psychological concepts like Parkinson's Law, demand expands to match supply, and the primacy effect, we prioritize what comes first. By putting profit first rather than treating it as an afterthought, it becomes your business focus. Establishing a rhythm, allocating funds on the 10th and 25th monthly, lets you know your business's status with a quick bank balance check. Before starting, gather your P&L from your last full year, owner tax returns, and year-end balance sheet. Calculate your real revenue by subtracting subcontractor and material costs from total income. For example, a home builder with $2 million in sales but $1,500,000 in material and subcontractor costs is actually a $500,000 business. For a healthy construction business, GAAP percentages should be COGS 65 to 70%, expenses 15 to 25%, and net profit 8 to 10%. The PFC percentage of total revenue target should be tax 6 to 10%, owner's comp 10 to 15%, net profit 8 to 10%, and total OPEX 76 to 65%. To design your business for profits, 1. Start with a profit PTR of 1%, increasing gradually. 2. Set owner's comp based on market rate for your skills. 3. Establish tax PTR using last year's taxes divided by revenue. 4. Calculate total OPEX by subtracting other PTRs from 100%. Begin with modest adjustments. Add 1% each to profit, owner's comp, and tax while reducing OPEX by 3%. For a $1 million revenue business, this means accomplishing the same work for $30,000 less, a challenge that drives creativity and efficiency. Understanding lead versus lag measurements is crucial for business success. Net profit is a lag measure, the end result. Lead measures are the initial activities that influence final outcomes. PFC helps establish meaningful metrics that reveal inefficiencies and provide a path to desired results. Review expenses meticulously, questioning each line item's necessity. Eliminate vague categories like miscellaneous expenses and assign every expense specifically. When you charge for your true value, prices will increase and some customers will leave, which can be advantageous. For example, doubling prices from $1,000 to $2,000 could allow you to lose half your customers while maintaining the same revenue with half the work. Common pitfalls to avoid include proceeding without accountability, implementing too much too quickly, pursuing aimless growth, neglecting expense reviews, making unclear investments, using tax accounts inappropriately, overcomplicating the system, and failing to create actual bank accounts. Imagine an elementary school playground near a busy highway. Without a fence, teachers would feel constant anxiety during recess. But with a solid fence, children can play freely. The boundary creates freedom. Many construction business owners lack these boundaries, letting their businesses run wild until they get hit by unexpected tax bills, inability to pay themselves, or running out of money. Profit First for Contractors creates these essential boundaries through PTRs. With them in place, you can focus on doing work you enjoy without fear. The system has transformed countless contractors' businesses, breaking the craftsman cycle. Start small, even just 1% of deposits into your profit account, to build habit and confidence. You'll never miss that 1%, but it proves the system works. Through these consistent steps, you can transform from a skilled tradesperson into a profitable business owner who enjoys both financial stability and exceptional craftsmanship. The fence doesn't restrict you, it sets you free.